of Assassins and Dates by Prodigy Blood. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Tweak Tweak was going to die tomorrow. He was just 17 years old. His life barely begun. Hell, he hadn't even managed to trick a boy into dating him yet, and now it was too late. He felt like bashing his head against the wall. Maybe if he maimed himself enough, he wouldn't have to go to school and face the new kid. Craig Tucker. Tweak Tweak was going to die tomorrow. He was just 17 years old. His life barely begun. Hell, he hadn't even managed to trick a boy into dating him yet, and now it was too late. There was so much he would never experience. So much he would miss out on. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. He hadn't done anything to deserve his impending doom. Sure, he was a bit weird. A bit twitchy. But he was a good person, damn it. He didn't deserve to be murdered behind the school, which is undoubtedly how this day would end. He wondered how it would happen. A blow to the head, maybe? Too many punches to the stomach? Rupturing his organs? Oh, Christ, he hoped it wasn't a gun. Tweak stared miserably at the condescending poster on his bedroom wall, the one that had a cute kitten telling him to hang in there, and felt like bashing his head against something. Maybe if he maimed himself enough, he wouldn't have to go to school and face the new kid. Craig Tucker. Craig had been at South Park High for all of 2 weeks, and he'd had exactly one interaction with Tweak. And yet still, he'd gruffly demanded Tweak meet him after school the next day. Why? What had Tweak ever done to him? Gah! The injustice of it all! Looking down at his phone, Tweak stared at the text from Kenny. Maybe he just wants to chat. Tweak snorted. Yeah, right. Craig Tucker was a thug. In the 2 weeks he'd been at South Park High, he'd been summoned to the principal's office at least 5 times. Tweak heard he'd already gotten into several fights, and there were even rumors that he'd broken Clyde Donovan's nose. Not that Clyde didn't deserve it. Jock bastard that he was. And now he wanted to murder Tweak. Because Tweak's life really couldn't get any worse. Tweak jumped to his feet with a frustrated cry and ripped the cat poster from the wall, tearing it to shreds. The cat was an asshole anyway. How dare it tell him to hang in there when his short life was about to be snuffed out by some giant creep who had decided Tweak needed to die without even getting to know him? Well, you know what, cat? Tweak said, staring at the piece of the poster he still held in his hands. I'm not gonna go down easy. If Tucker thinks he picked an easy target, he can damn well think again. I'll rip his eyeballs out. By the time his final class was wrapping up the next day, the fire of resolve burning in Tweak's chest had significantly diminished. He wondered what his chances of escape were. If he ran, could he make it to Moscow? No, because that was impossible. But if he ran, he could make it to the bus stop, and the bus could take him to the airport. Craig Tucker didn't hate him so much that he'd follow him out of the country. Oh, hell, but what if he did? What if Craig hired an assassin? He was deadly and gorgeous, so it added up. Maybe somebody had put a hit on Tweak? Clyde, perhaps? They had been friends once before Clyde had decided he was too cool. Maybe Craig had punched Clyde because the asshole was refusing to pay up. It certainly sounded like a Clyde thing to do. If Craig was an assassin, then escape was impossible. It would be better just to face the music now than live the rest of his short life in fear, right? The temptation to run was so strong, though. Fuck it. Tweak was going to escape. He had to. Maybe he'd go to Norway. Norway was pretty, right? As long as they had coffee and no Craig Tucker, Tweak didn't give a damn. Hey. Tweak stiffened at the monotonous voice that drew him from his thoughts. He'd only just made it from the classroom, long after everyone else had cleared out, because he'd been hoping Craig would give up and decide he wasn't worth it after all. The last thing Tweak had expected was for Craig to be leaning against the corridor wall, waiting for him. He was a good assassin. Craig had been here all of 2 weeks and could find Tweak without a problem. Tweak had been here several years and still struggled to find the right classroom for lessons he took more than once a week. Hell, he'd gotten lost on his way to the gym just yesterday. If he ran, how far would he get before Craig caught up? He was almost 2 heads taller than Tweak, and most of that extra length seemed to be in his legs. He wasn't built like a runner, but considering a 5-year-old was faster than Tweak, Tweak wasn't sure if he fancied his chances.
What do you want with me, man? I don't have any money!
Tweak hated how squeaky his voice had come out, tainted by fear. What had happened to ripping out Craig's eyeballs? When it came down to it, Tweak was weak and pathetic. Maybe he deserved to die after all. Craig drew his eyebrows together and, for a moment, Tweak thought he might be confused. Then he realized that it was probably just a trick to make him lower his guard. "I'm not after your money," Craig said.
"I won't go down easy,"
Tweak squealed.
"If you try to kill me here, I'll scream."
Craig wasn't dropping his confused act. He said, "I'm sorry I've given you the wrong idea. I don't want to hurt you." As if to prove his point, he took a step back, holding up his hands where they were clearly visible. Tweak didn't relax. This had to be a trick.
"Well, what do you want, if not to kill me, man?"
"Why do you think I want to kill you?" Craig deferred the question, which seemed pretty suspicious if you asked Tweak.
"Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sure you have your reasons, but hell if I know what goes through the mind of an assassin."
At that, Craig snorted. The giggle that followed surprised all the fear out of Tweak, who watched in awe as Craig clamped a hand over his mouth, trying to calm himself. It was rather cute, actually.
"You think I'm an assassin?"
Even when laughing, his voice was still nasally and near monotonous. Except, if Tweak listened closely, then perhaps it wasn't. Maybe the emotion was just buried behind deep insecurity. Although what someone like Craig Tucker would have to be insecure about, Tweak didn't know.
"Well, yeah?"
"Dude," Craig said, "I'm not here to take you out. Actually...
He was blushing. Tweak squinted at him, more confused than ever. Why was Craig Tucker blushing?
"What?"
Tweak demanded, the suspense killing him worse than the Craig in Tweak's mind had.
"I actually wanted to ask you out," Craig said, not meeting his eyes.
What?
Craig looked up, his intensely mesmerizing blue eyes meeting Tweak's foggy green pair. Tweak swallowed noisily.
"I noticed you on my first day. You gave me directions. Do you remember?"
"I did?"
Tweak remembered bumping into Craig and mumbling something, but he hadn't remembered what. He was too focused on Craig's hulking body and how easily it could snap him. Craig laughed again.
"Yeah, they were terrible. I ended up 20 minutes late for a class and got sent to the principal."
That sounded about right, at least. Although, Craig's first summons to the principal hadn't been for fighting? That didn't mean the other four hadn't been, though. At least one of those occasions was after he punched Clyde, after all.
"So you want payback for that?"
Tweak asked.
"I already said I'm not here to hurt you, Tweak. Actually, I think you're cute. You looked so flustered that day that I thought you were new, too."
"How did you find out I wasn't?"
Tweak asked suspiciously. He still wasn't convinced that this wasn't all an act. Maybe Craig would kill him on their date. Which meant, of course, Tweak couldn't agree.
Could he? "I asked Clyde Donovan about you. He wasn't very polite."
"Wait,"
Tweak frowned.
"Is that why you punched him?"
"I didn't punch him," Craig said. "I just threatened him a little. You can't believe every rumor you hear in high school."
"You obviously believed at least one,"
Tweak pointed out, his mind whirling as he fit the pieces together.
"I'm guessing Clyde told you something that made you think I would want to be asked out by you."
Basically, Clyde had told Craig that Tweak was gay. In a not too polite way. Asshole. Craig averted his eyes, his cheeks flushing again.
"I knew it might not be true, but I didn't think it would hurt to ask. I'm sorry."
"It is true," Tweak said bluntly. "So what? You want to ask out the first gay kid you meet or something?"
This conversation certainly wasn't going the way Tweak had thought. Judging by Craig's face, it wasn't going the way he had planned either.
"That's not it," Craig protested. "I asked you because it was you. I want to get to know you, Tweak. But I understand. It's okay. I'll leave you be now."
Dejected, Craig Tucker turned and started walking down the corridor. Without other students around, it was impossible to tell if he was really that huge or whether it was Tweak who was that small. He felt even smaller now as he watched Craig leave.
"Craig?"
Tweak blurted before he could stop himself. Craig half turned, revealing that even his side profile was gorgeous.
Do you like coffee?
The corners of Craig's lips twitched. Yeah, he said. Tweak strode over to him, grabbing his hand, which was probably a little forward. But if he let go now, it would seem even weirder. Tweak decided to just roll with it.
Let's go get some coffee.
Craig's hand was warm against him. Tweak was sure he felt his fingers twitch in the gentlest of squeezes.
Okay, Craig said. I like a good coffee before I assassinate someone.
Tweak squealed and tried to yank his hand free, but Craig laughed, refusing to let go. Gently, he nudged up against Tweak in what the shorter boy hoped was confirmation that he was joking. If not, well, maybe Craig would help him tick boyfriend off the bucket list before killing him? There were certainly worse things. The end of Assassins and Dates by Prodigy Blood. This has been read by Pink Lotus 9. Thank you very much for listening.